We introduce a new recurring feature on First Take, and KUVO's music volunteer Matthew Goldwasser is going to help us explore the world of jazz on film, old and new. The first film to be discussed is the 1986 French film Round Midnight. Matthew, why this incredible movie?
Well, this is really a film that is a jazz lover's appreciation of jazz, where the music is as much the star of the movie as anything else, the plot, the actors.
Yeah. The French director, the French people have this legendary love of jazz, and that sort of kind of fires the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, set in 1959 on the Left Bank, it features Dexter Gordon in the starring role as an expatriate musician whose struggles with drug addiction and alcoholism come to Paris to play and try to pull his life back together.
Everybody wants to know, is this a true story? Is this based on his life? Or
it's adapted from a book by the French designer Francis Poudras about his relationship with Bud Powell.
Oh, okay.
And some of the stories are also drawn from Lester Young's life, but contrary to what some people believe, it's not about Dexter Gordon.
But he interacted a lot. I mean, there was a lot of him in this movie.
Absolutely, yes. He collaborated quite a bit with the rewriting of the script to make it sound more authentic. And the director was very, very committed to making as authentic a jazz movie as possible, going so far as to have actual jazz fans as extras in the movie to illustrate real listening to live music. Again, something quite rare in Hollywood.
And of course, Dexter Gordon was part of that scene in real life. When you look at it, early 60s, mid-60s, this was Dexter Gordon's life before returning to New York. So he was the perfect guy.
Absolutely.
We have a clip from the movie Round Midnight. Dexter Gordon, set that up for us.
Yeah. This is an exchange between Dexter and a French psychiatrist who's trying to get an understanding of what's going on with Dexter's life. Pay close attention to Dexter's speaking voice, which is very much like an instrument in and of itself.
You know, there's been nights when I've been working and playing, and at the end of the night, you know, I look at my mouthpiece and it's all bloody. But I haven't felt a thing. You know. My life is music. My love is music. And it's 24 hours a day. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Just rich, thick, just like a tenor sax.
And for his performance, he was nominated for an Academy Award, as well as Herbie Hancock, who served as the musical director, won an Academy Award for the best soundtrack that year.
Yeah, my favorite was Bobby Hutcherson. Nobody beats Bobby Hutcherson in that film and his character as the man cooking up all the good gumbo down the hall, you know, in this flea bag hotel that they were staying in. It's amazing.
A lot of musicians in this movie, the playing parts.
It's an all-star cast drawn largely from the Blue Note roster, so you see performances from Cedar Walton, Billy Higgins, Ron Carter, Freddie Hubbard, as well as the great French bassist Pierre Michelou.
And what about Lonette McKee, who sang vocals? Wasn't she amazing?
Absolutely.
Did she really sing?
She did.
Yes, she did. She was great.
A great.
And you can hear all that on the Round Midnight soundtrack, by the way.
Closing thought, what's the place of this film in the jazz film canon?
I think it's one of the most important ones. And I think in the end, the film really is very much about the music itself and the extraordinary role that Dexter Gordon brings to it, the dignity and pain and wisdom contained in his voice, an exceptional portrait of a bebop player in a world where jazz is highly revered by the fans, but not so much by the larger artistic world.
Kind of the story of jazz sometimes.
Kind of.
Matthew Goldwasser is our reviewer of Round Midnight. He's going to help us explore jazz on film. Love to get your reactions. We're going to post this review on our website, and look forward to hearing more from you, Matthew.
My pleasure.